Thank you for calling. So you went from being an investment banker to an actor. As an audience member, I think we lucked out because you're really good at what you do.
Thank you so much. That's really nice of you to say. I mean, for me, it was all about being honest with my heart and following what I really love to do. And, while Wall Street and the promise of Wall Street, at a young age seemed like it would give me the financial stability to then later on pursue my dreams, once I was there, I realized that, you sacrifice a lot when you make decisions for money. While I still was doing it, and I thought I was doing it for a noble reason because I was doing it to try to pursue my dreams in a responsible way, not just kind of, just give it a shot and forget about all those that rely on me, like family and things like that. But once I was there, I really learned the value of doing what you love. And no money in the world can put a price on that.
That is so true, and especially as artists, I mean, if you're not doing what you love, you're miserable.
No, I mean, I think everybody is an artist in their own way, even if you're a financial person, that's your art. Or if you're a doctor, the surgery is your art. We all have our own art that's expressed by what we love to do. If you're not doing whatever it is that you truly organically were put on this earth to do, then you're going to know it, and your life is going to show it.
And you've had your career has been really interesting because you've had so many different diverse roles, that you've played, and for me, especially as a Latina, Afro Latina, to see you play many roles as a Latino, your characters are Latino. They may not be fleshed out as much as we would love, but you've managed to do that pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's some of them are by accident, and some of them are by design. I've been very fortunate to have the opportunity to, play both my Black heritage as well as my Latin heritage in the different characters that I've played, and it's organic. It's not something that is forced. It's just something that, for me, it gives me a lot of range to be able to play both cultures. I live both cultures, so it's great when I have the opportunity to play them as well.
And that's beautiful. I mean, that's why it's like gives me orgullo. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it looks like you're doing it again in The Mysteries of Laura.
Yeah, I mean, this is another show that I don't think they ever intended on making a character of Latin descent. But once I was in, NBC was kind of like, hey, this is, I mean, you're in New York City. Why not play to a completely available side, cultural side, and cultural diverse side of New York City with, such a big, diverse Latin community there by allowing you to explore that in your character? And I was like, cool, that'd be awesome. So, Billy originally just started off kind of like, just Laura's partner who, in the police force, have all different races and ethnicities. But then once I was attached to the role, then they were like, oh, well, let's add some Latin flavor to it so that we can add more diversity, and I mean, ultimately, it's great because, now they're hiring more Latin actors to play, opposite me in different Latin roles, and, we're going to be shooting in a lot of different traditional Latin areas and neighborhoods, and both up in Spanish Harlem and Dyckman and in Queens. So it's kind of added more stuff for the writers to explore, and it just helps, bring more light to our community.
That's I now I'm really excited because I because except for the trailers that you know, we've seen and stuff, I wasn't really getting the sense of where the show was going, what the show was doing. I mean, it looks like there's some comedy in it, which is kind of cool, especially in you know, shows like this, you know, the police, bad guy cops, you know, that kind of stuff. And so to hear you say this, that's really great. And so,
yeah, I mean, your feelings of not really understanding where the show is going, I mean, they're valid, because I think in a pilot, you know, and in a show like this, even the writers at the time when the pilot was shot, they didn't really know where the show could potentially go. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's valid to kind of see it and be like, what exactly is this? Because it's not really a one-hour drama cop show, mm-hmm. and it's not really a comedy, a half-hour comedy. It's a hybrid of both. It's
right.
It's a one-hour drama with funny comedic moments. And yeah, I mean, while we are trying to investigate murders and homicides in New York City, you know, settings, you know, it's still her life and her marriage and the things that she's going through as the now new single mom of two kids, and mm-hmm. you know, so there's a lot there to kind of digest.
Yeah. And you were just describing Deborah Messing's character.
Deborah Messing's character and her storyline and her whole kind of thing.
And you are her partner in the show, right?
I play Billy Soto. I'm her partner, and you know, partners, they end up becoming best friends and confidants because they spend so much time together, mm-hmm. that they end up trusting each other with a lot of information, and they end up caring for each other, and they end up becoming an extension of each other's family.
Which is, in so many ways, real life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened. Or did you by any chance get familiar with the Spanish version of the show? Or is it just in name only, or just parts of it?
Yeah, I did. I watched some of the shows online. Mm-hmm. You can watch them on YouTube. So I was able to do a little homework and some research and watch the original version, just to become familiar with it and see where they drew their inspiration from.
Right.
But I think this one is a little different. Obviously, you know, when you take a show and bring it to a place as diverse and as different as
New York City,
the U.S., yeah, naturally the show is going to change and evolve into something a little more, you know, U.S. driven.
Right. No, to change it just a little, you've played a lot of cops and people in authority, but what roles do you really do you enjoy most? Do you have any preference?
Yeah, I like roles that that reflect, you know, reality. You know, I like roles that reflect a real human nature. Roles that play a struggle, roles that really say something.
Mm-hmm.
And those are ones that really stick my teeth in and really, you know, but they become me and I become them.
Mm-hmm. Well, No, go ahead.
Yeah, so I love to have the opportunity to play roles that, you know, were real and a part of history. Miracle at St. Anna was a role that I really connected mm-hmm. with a lot. Directed by Spike Lee, it was a World War II movie.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that a tremendous amount. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, there's something, you tap into a different space when you're actually playing someone that really lived.
Right.
So you become a lot more responsible than just creating a character from scratch. You realize there's a lot more at stake. When you're actually depicting someone who you don't want to mess up, who they were and their legacy.
That's very true. Two television roles that I really enjoyed watching you in was Breakout Kings and Southland, and your character in Southland. Because those shows are, I mean, there was a rawness, especially in Southland, there was a rawness to that show that I really, really loved.
I loved it too. Mm-hmm. I loved it too. I loved how it was shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show to work on. And yeah, it was very raw because it was so real. I mean, the extras weren't hired extras. They were real off-duty NYPD police officers.
Yeah.
So every gun on that set was real.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't plastic guns. So, you know, when you're on a set with real police officers that, when they're not on that set, they're actually working in those neighborhoods, then that just ups the stakes a lot. And it just kind of, it feels real because you're watching the real deal. You're watching the real people in their environment.
So, since you're so passionate about, you know, film and television and things like that, are you thinking of doing maybe some more behind the camera stuff, like producing more? You'll be able to get a chance in the future to do more?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking for material to present. I mean, I think that in the world of television, material is only part of it. It's also alliances, you know, connecting with people that really have the ability to take a project from concept to reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm learning more and more about the business. You know, when you first kind of get in this business, you look at it from an artist's perspective, you look at it from an artistic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more and more you mature in this business, you realize that beyond the art, you also need the business side, someone that knows how to connect all the dots.
Right.
So that's kind of like where I'm at now. Is as I'm learning, okay, what projects then do get made and what projects have the biggest chance of getting made. Just because I love something doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's going to work.
Exactly.
You know, studio's gonna love something. So I'm always a student and always trying to learn more and more about the business.
And I know as an actor, you're always working on some kind of a project. Is there anything other than the show right now are you working on, or that we should expect to see, like in films or anything like that?
Well, I'm always, when I'm not working on the set, I'm always kind of fooling around in my laboratory, I call it, you know, writing scripts or writing treatments for apps. So yeah, I mean, I never really stop creating.
Right.
I definitely long to sit in the driver's seat eventually.
Mm-hmm.
As an actor, I don't think you necessarily sit in the driver's seat. I think that it's our job to morph into the story that we're telling for someone else. So right now I'm telling the mystery of Laura story, but eventually one day I want to be able to tell, you know, my own stories and sit in the driver's seat from the standpoint of creating the story and telling it from that angle.
Well, Laz, I thank you so much for, you know, giving me this opportunity to chat with you for a bit. And I wish you the very best on the new show. It's September, right?
Month, yeah, hmm? September 24th. It'll be Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The Mysteries of Laura on NBC. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule, and thank you for waiting for me.
Oh, that's okay. And hopefully the next time you are back in L.A., I'll get to actually meet up with you.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Cuídate. Ciao.
Thank you. Bye-bye.